You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service provides a range of support to victim survivors of family violence so they can access help within their own communities. Acting Chief Executive George Salvanera says these support measures include safe housing and counselling, but even so, sometimes the wider system can let them down.
The whole of the criminal justice system doesn't work for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. That's why Aboriginal people are disproportionately represented at every stage of the criminal justice process or pathway.
He says the definition of victim needs to be inclusive and broad because often prison inmates have themselves been victims of crime.
So there's this sort of almost artificial division that gets constructed between victim and offender that kind of isn't realistic and doesn't, again, if you've got these sorts of experiences, is going to make you hesitant to come forward. We've also had instances where there have been Aboriginal women coming forward, for instance, to report family violence, and there have been instances where police officers have then done a search on that woman's name and have actually then arrested her.
Members of the Aboriginal community experience family violence at higher rates than non-Aboriginal people, with female victims being about 30 times as likely to be hospitalised because of assaults compared to non-Indigenous women. Fiona McCormack is the Victims of Crime Commissioner in Victoria and a former Chief Executive of Domestic Violence Victoria. She says Aboriginal women are also far less likely to report crimes.
And that's because of anxieties around fear of having their children removed, fear of deaths in custody if the perpetrator happened to be Aboriginal, and also previous experiences of discrimination, racial vilification, not really trusting that they will be treated seriously and having it acted upon. And that makes them even more vulnerable.
Ms McCormack is hoping to reform victims' experience of the justice system through this new inquiry. The Commissioner is seeking personal stories from past and current victims of crime.
I'm interested in hearing from people who have had good experiences or bad, people who may have been victims of crime but never even reported, people who may face particular barriers in either reporting or navigating the justice system.
The survey looks at victims' experience, talking to police and their experience in court. The last inquiry into victims' encounters of the justice system was in 2016.
People who are victims of crime said that they very much felt as though the justice process happened to them rather than them having enough information or being consulted at key points.
The inquiry is a chance for victims to have a voice, but it's important to note that they already have rights under the Victims' Charter. This Act acknowledges the impact of a crime and the ramifications it has for family members as well as the wider community. Agencies must keep a victim up to date throughout an investigation and, if requested, inform them of bail decisions so they know if and when the offender leaves prison and the conditions. But Ms McCormack says Aboriginal people and those in migrant communities may not know their rights.
Who may be very anxious about contacting police because of experiences of police in their own country. They may not be aware of the legal system, how the law operates in Australia, what they're entitled to. They may also be fearful of responses, any kind of racially motivated discriminatory responses. They may have anxieties around this.
The Victims of Crime Commissioner also has legislative functions to follow up on complaints about possible breaches of the Victims' Charter. Information gathered from the survey will form a final report to the government. The survey is available in a range of languages, including Easy English, on the Commissioner's website until early 2022. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.